Before you listen to the sermon, read Luke chapter
5.
Yeah, so we're going to the Gospel of Luke. Yeah, we're going over the life of Jesus and his ministry.
And of course,
he's now actively going around preaching the gospel to the poor.
Yes, he's
healing the sick,
setting
people free, and famous going around about him. Yeah, he teaches the word with power.
با قدرت کلام رو موعظه میکنه.
And that's where we're at when we are starting in chapter 5.
در کتاب
read verses 1 and 2, 1 till 3 from chapter 5.
لوقا 5 1 تا 3 رو بخونید.
And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship.
1 to 3. و دو قایق را در کنار دریاچه ایستاده دید که صیادان از آنها بیرون آمده دامهای خود را شستشو می نمودند. پس به یکی از آن دو قایق که مال شمعون بود سوار شده از او درخواست نمود که از خشکی اندکی دور ببرد. پس در قایق نشسته مردم را تعلیم می داد.
And of course, there were people that were coming to Jesus to see miracles.
But
here it says the people were coming to him.
Yeah,
they were coming to hear the teaching of the Word of God. They came to hear the truth.
Yeah.
So this passage is actually not so much about Jesus preaching.
Yeah,
and of course, he is preaching the gospel, he is teaching the word of God.
But
the point of the story is actually a little different.
And we'll find
the point in verse 10.
Yeah,
so read it for a moment. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men.
و همچنین نیز بر یعقوب و یوحنا پسران زبدی زیدی که شریک شمعون بودند عیسی به شمعون گفت مترس پس از این مردم را سیر خواهید
کرد. Yeah, as we'll see, this passage is actually about Simon, James and John being called to become fishers of men.
خونده شدن یوحنا خونده شدن ماهیگیر دنیا باشن مردم باشن.
We know these names.
Yeah,
because these are three of the 12 disciples.
Yeah,
so Jesus is recruiting them here.
Now,
there are several things
we can
learn as Christians today.
Well,
we can look at if we want to be disciples, if we want to be followers of Jesus Christ. Now, first of all, notice that these fishermen are working. They're washing their nets. Yeah, they're busy cleaning up.
Yeah,
because they have worked all night.
They've
been fishing.
Yeah,
Jesus finds them working.
Yeah,
these were their boats. It was their life.
Yeah, this is what they did
for their sustenance. So they
had food on the table.
Yeah, they were working men.
Yeah, when Jesus called them.
And if you look at the Bible, often you will see that God uses people who are already workers.
از کسایی استفاده میکنه که از قبل کار میکردن.
People that want to make their hands dirty.
کسایی هستن که میخوان با دستشون نمیترسن.
God does not use lazy people.
خداوند از تنبلا استفاده نمیکنه.
Yeah, if you struggle with laziness.
اگر شما امروز مشکلتون تنبلیه.
Don't expect to be used by God.
توقع استفاده خداوند از زندگیتون نداشته باشید.
Yeah, Jesus wants you to do things. And creating for his kingdom. But he's using people who are already workers. You first need to deal with your laziness.
And
I'm giving you some examples.
چند تا نمونه دارم برای
Elisha. And he was called.
Elias.
He was plowing the field with 12 yoke of oxen.
و الیاس داشته زمین شخ می‌زده با 12 تا خر.
We know he will be the successor of Elijah.
ما می‌دونیم الیشا در حقیقت دنباله‌روی الیاس خواهد بود که میاد.
Gideon was threshing in the wheat.
داشته گندم می‌سابیده.
Saul was working. He was searching donkeys. They were lost working for his father's business. Another interesting example is Ruth. Yeah, who was gleaning the fields to provide for her mother-in-law.
And
she ends up in the line of the kingly line of David. The great grandmother of David.
Because
it led to her marrying with Boaz.
چون با بوعز ازدواج کرد و شد مادر بزرگ
she's specifically named in Matthew in the lineage of Jesus.
در شجره نامه عیسی مسیح نام برده شد به خاطر اینکه آدم مهمی.
So God chooses people
خداوند از مردمی
who are already working, already doing things.
الانم در حال کارن، در حال تلاشن.
And Jesus wants to use us. God wants to use you.
عیسی مسیح و خداوند میخواد از ما استفاده کنه. همه هدف دارن، همه برنامه دارن.
As God's children
به عنوان قوم خداوند
to fulfill certain things, certain works. Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them.
زیرا که ساخته او هستیم آفریده شده در مسیح عیسی برای کارهای نیکو که خداوند از قبل مهیا نمود تا در آنها گام برداریم.
Our purpose is to do good works.
کارهای نیکو.
And there are specific works that God has prepared for you and for me.
و خدمتی هست که برای شما و برای من خداوند در نظر گرفته که ما باید در اون گام برداریم.
Now God wants us to use.
خداوند میخواد.
He wants to use you and me.
میخواد از من و شما استفاده کنه.
Of course, this starts with our primary responsibilities.
این برمیگرده به اولین مسئولیت ما.
Yeah, because God clearly tells men that we should provide for our families.
خداوند به آقایون گفت باید فراهم کنه.
Yeah, that we should work a job.
باید کار داشته باشن.
So there's food on the table.
که بتونن غذا تهیه کنن برای خانواده.
Yeah, so that the family has clothes, a place to live.
که خانواده‌شون لباس داشته باشن، خانواده‌شون مکان برای زندگی داشته باشن.
We cannot just drop everything and then
نمی‌تونیم بندازیم مسئولیت دیگه
بر فامیلیس.
بگیم خانواده‌مون از گرسنگی مرد.
But also work for women.
اما کار به حتی خداوند کاری رو هم برای خانوما فراهم کرده.
Primary responsibility making the home, raising children.
That is work. از اولش نگه داشتن خونه‌شون، بچه‌هاشون.
You need to be a worker, not be lazy in those things.
و این نمی‌تونی با تنبلی انجام بشه. باید تلاش کنی تا به اون
هدف برسی. Consistently uses workers for his purpose.
خداوند همیشه از فعالین استفاده می‌کنه که کار خداوند رو انجام بدن، نه کسی که تنبلن.
Now here's the second thing we can learn from this story.
These
fishermen are probably tired. Yeah, they've worked all night. They're rounding things up. And then Jesus decides to just enter one of the boats. And is asking them, hey, I need you guys to get me a little bit off the shore because I want to speak here.
منو ببرین یه مقدار وسط آب میخوام حرف بزنم.
I need you to help with the ministry that's going on here.
حالا کمکم کنین برای خدمتی که این مردم دارم جمع
شدن. I need to inconvenience you a little to do this for me.
یه مقدار ناراحتتون کنم که این کارو بکنم.
Now from Jesus' point this is a smart solution so he can speak to the people.
برای عیسی مسیح راه حل خوبیه. یه ذره دورتر شدن میتونه با همه صحبت کنه، همه رو ببینه.
The water would carry your voice much further.
و وقتی روی آب هستی صدات بیشتر میپیچه که صدات بیشتر میره مردم برسه.
But it meant that this fisherman specifically Simon is inconvenient.
اما برای شمعون که خیلی
after a night of work.
بعد از کل شبی که کار کرده حالا اینو برای با قایقش کار راحتی نیست.
Yeah, sometimes God inconveniences us.
زمانی که خسته ایم خداوند شاید یه کاری رو ازمون بخواد که راحتی ازمون
میگیره. A little to do something for him.
یه ذره از اون آرامش ما رو در میاره که کاری بکنیم.
You're about to finish something. You think of leisure. And there's things that come up.
یه اتفاقی میفته که مجبوری انجام بدی.
Hey Simon, can you get me a bit from the shore?
میتونی منو یه مقدار از اون
آب بیرون ببری؟ Ministry can be carried out.
که خدمت خداوند انجام شه.
Yeah, can you help this person?
میتونی به فلانی کمک کنی
الان؟ Can you actually read your Bible?
میتونی الان کتاب مقدستو برای فلانی بخونی؟
Or one of my children, one of your fellow brothers and sisters is in need of help.
یکی از خواهر برادراتون الان به کمک.
Can you do this little thing for me?
میتونی لحظه بلند شی و قدم برداری و کمک کنی؟
Even though it's not convenient. convenient for you.
با اینکه ساعت خوبی نیست، با اینکه راحت نیست.
We need to have ready hearts to respond to Jesus.
باید قلبی داشته باشیم آماده که جواب عیسی رو بدیم زمانی که خواست.
When he has something for us to do.
وقتی یک کاری برامون داره، بتونیم بلند شیم و هر جوری هست.
Yeah, Jesus wants to use you. He's calling you.
خداوند میخواد ازمون استفاده کنه. خداوند ازمون خواسته که بلند شیم و صداش رو جواب بدیم.
But it can cost you something.
اما برای این کار بعضی وقتا یه هزینه
باید بدیم. It's an inconvenience for Simon Peter. To take out that boat again.
که دوباره با اون قایقمون رو برداریم و ببریم برای سفر.
Instead of just going home.
به جای اینکه بریم خونه و بگیریم بخوابیم.
Finishing up, going home and relax.
کل روزمون رو ریلکس باشیم و از اون چیزی که دلمون میخواد لذت ببریم.
It's a small thing.
یه چیز کوچولوئه. یه قدم کوچولوئه.
Yeah, it comes with a little price.
اما هزینه داره برای اون فردی که این خدمت رو میکنه.
Go to Matthew 16. متی 24.
آیه 24.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
آنگاه عیسی به شاگردان خود گفت اگر کسی خواهد از پی من آید باید خود را انکار کرده و صلیب خود را برداشته از پی من آید.
Yeah, so following Jesus
is
associated with taking up your cross.
باید صلیبت هم برداری.
Of course, there are great rewards to following Jesus, absolutely.
But
there is also a price to pay.
اما برای اینکه به دست بیاری اون پاداشو باید یه هزینه‌های دیگه
هم بدی. Go to Matthew 19:29. And everyone that had forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. Matthew
19:29.
Yeah, so in the end, the promise is rewards.
But
so in the end, the promise is rewards. But in the time Jesus is asking us, it can be inconvenient. It can be a sacrifice for us.
Yeah, so
Jesus calls people who are workers.
And
he wants them to be willing to be inconvenienced.
If they're
called to do something.
Yeah,
he's asking his Simon to take a little first step.
Now
read verse 4.
Now,
when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Yeah, so first he's requested him, take out the boat a little. Yeah, Jesus wants to use you even if it's for a small amount, for a small thing.
Yeah,
just take me shortly out of shore. And most of you will say, sure. After all, you're my savior.
بله،
yeah, you died on the cross for me.
روی صلیب مردی، حتما I have life because of you. زندگی دارم، حتما این کارو برات می‌کنم.
Sure, I will do this little thing.
100% این قدم کوچیکو برات.
Sure, I can help out with this.
100% میتونم این کمک رو برات
کنم. I can get that boat a little bit out.
یه ذره این قایقو بیرون میبرم.
And then actually sit there listening to his teaching.
و وایسینگ بشینم تو قایق و صدای درس تو رو بشنوم.
Now, can you help me for a second?
Sure, I can.
And Jesus is saying that to you today as well. Yeah, he's searching for people who are willing to do little things for him. People who are willing to help out. Take this little step. Trust a little bit. Yeah, being inconvenient a little bit. Yeah, read these four chapters in the Bible every day. Do this practical thing that I need you to do. Make that call.
انجام بده این تلفن رو بکن این کارو بکن این قدمو بردار.
Yeah. So then people can cheer you on how great you are.
که همه داد بزنن چه آدم خوب و بزرگی.
So you will be thanked by everybody.
که همه از تو سپاسگزاری کنن.
And I'm not against thanking people for doing the things they're doing.
نه من ضد این نیستم که کسایی که ازتون تشکر میکنن کار بدی کردن.
Yeah, that's not what you need to expect.
اما توقعی اونو نباید داشته.
Yeah, read Luke 17. Go to Luke 17.
ما رو بخونیم.
For 7-9. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink? Doth he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not.
7 to 9.
Yeah, so God is asking us to do little things which might inconvenience you a little. Yeah, but we should not expect that we will be praised because we do these things. Because we are kind of expected as His servants to do these things anyway.
Because these are the things that commanded us.
So when you start serving God,
don't
expect everybody to cheer you on and
توقع نداشته باش که how great you are. تشکر کنن همه بهت بگن چه آدم خوبی هستی.
Yeah, don't expect God to suddenly resolve all your problems.
توقع نداشته باش که خداوند همه مشکلات رو یهو عجله پات برداره.
Yeah, now are there rewards in future for what you do? Absolutely.
برای تو خواهد بود در آینده برای کاری که انجام میدی 100%.
It starts with inconvenience.
اما اولش یه مقدار
از خودت گذشته. It starts with taking up your cross and following.
یه مقدار صلیب برداشتن رو دوش خودمون و دنبال او رفتنه. اولین قدمونه.
So he's done teaching to the crowd.
دیگه به قوم و اون جمعی که داشته درس میده.
And he's asking another thing of Peter now.
بعد دوباره از پتروس.
Let's go further.
یه ذره بریم.
Let's launch into the deep.
بریم عمیق‌تر.
Yeah, let's do some heavy lifting.
بیایم بریم کار سنگین انجام
بدیم. Let's go catch some fish together.
بریم ماهی بگیریم با هم دیگه.
Yeah, are you willing to trust me some more?
آیا یه ذره دیگه بیشتر به من؟
Listen to the answer that Simon gives. Simon Peter gives. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and we have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
5-5. صفحه 96.
شمعون در جواب وی گفت ای استاد، تمام شب را رنج برده چیزی نگرفتیم، اما به حکم تو تور را خواهیم انداخت.
Yeah, so Simon is not entirely sure about his plan. He said, hey, we've been out all night here. We've been fishing. We do this job. Yeah, and we have caught nothing. Yeah, I don't think that good of an idea to go out now. Yet, what does he say? Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Yeah, so he does go.
میره.
He's not sure.
مطمئن نیست.
If it's gonna work.
نمیدونه فایده داره یا نداره.
Yeah, but he does go.
اما میره.
Yeah, the time might not be right. Hey, normally we come back from fishing. We don't go fishing.
الان ساعتی که از ماهی بگیریم.
That's why we're washing our nets.
نمیریم ماهی بگیریم. الان وقتش نیست که ماهی بگیریم.
Yeah, and there's always reasons why we can have doubts about what God has said.
الان وقتش نیست.
Where God has asked us something to do
what is counterintuitive.
Yeah, that's where faith comes in.
اون موقع است که ایمانمونه که
God tells you to do something.
خداوند ازت میخواد یک کاری بکنی.
And we are thinking.
ما داریم فکر میکنیم.
That won't work.
نمیشه.
But then God has said it. Go to Proverbs 3.
امثال 3.
Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6.
آیه 5 و 6.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
با تمام دل خود در خداوند توکل کن و بر عقل خیش تکیه منمان. در همه راه های خود او را در نظر داشته باش و او طریق هایت را راست خواهد گردانید.
Yeah, the Bible tells us to trust God and not our own understanding. If God says it, then do it, then listen to it.
Oh,
but this or that, no, lean not on your own understanding. You need to trust what God has said. You need to exercise faith in God.
It says trust him
with all your heart. God, if I make a list and I have this things that are positive and these things that are negative, it doesn't work out. If I apply logic, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
نتیجه نمیرسه.
I'm sure it's not going to work.
نمیشه پدر. ولش کن. شدنی نیست.
God says lean not on thine own understanding.
به درک خودت اعتماد
کن. You need to say what Simon said.
همونو بگو که شمعون گفت.
Nevertheless, at thy word,
با کلام تو خداوندا.
I will down the net.
من تو رو باز.
Yeah, that's always the right response when we read the word of God.
به خداوند وقتی کلام خداوند رو میخونیم.
When you hear the teaching in church.
وقتی درس خداوند رو میشنویم.
When you read the Bible for yourself.
وقتی کلام خداوند خودمون میخونیم خدا یه
چیزی از ما میخواد. When God is speaking to your heart about things that you should do.
یه کاری برای تو زندگیمون باید انجام بدیم. یه سری چیزا رو باید تو زندگیمون تغییر بدیم.
The right response is.
جواب درستمون اینه که بگیم.
If I don't understand everything,
if I
cannot see how this can work in this situation,
it should be,
nevertheless, at thy word, I will do this or that. Yeah, go to 2 Peter.
2
Peter
1:19.
Yeah, we have God's word given to us. We know what he has said. 2 Peter 1 verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts.
و کلام مطمئن‌تر انبیا را نیز داریم که نیکو می‌کنید اگر در آن توجه کنید، مثل چراغی درخشنده در مکان تاریک تا روز بردمد و ستاره صبح در دل‌های شما طلوع کند.
We have the more sure word of prophecy.
کلام مطمئن‌تر از همه اونها رو داریم.
Yeah, we have the Bible, we have God's word.
کلام خدا رو داریم.
And it says you will do well.
و انجام خواهید داد بهترین
شما. When you take heed to what it says, when you listen
to کلام خداوند بهتون گفته رو گوش بدید. و گوش بدین به آنچه که خداوند ازت خواسته انجام بدید.
It doesn't matter what it is about.
مهم نیست که در مورد چیه.
If it's concerning your marriage, your children,
در مورد خانواده‌تون، در مورد سلامتی.
You will do well.
هر چه هست بهترین رو انجام.
To take heed what God has to say about it.
آنچه که خداوند بهتون گفته بهترین رو انجام خواهید داد.
Yeah, or as it should be when we read it. God, because you say it, I will do it. I will follow it. Even though I don't completely understand.
Yeah?
You trust.
You
have faith.
Yeah?
Obeying God's word. Yeah, so Simon takes Jesus on his word.
And
he goes in and he ends up casting that net.
میره توی اون قایق و اون تور رو باز
می‌کنه. The nets that he just washed, by the way.
توری که همون چند دقیقه پیش شسته بوده. Okay.